This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A recent Gallup poll showed that more Americans would vote for a Muslim or an atheist for president than they would for a socialist. Yet that is how Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has described himself throughout his career. Sanders has not run from the term, even as he surges in his race for president. VPR's John Dillon examines what Sanders means by the term and the political perils of being branded a socialist.
They laughed at Bernie Sanders when he ran for mayor, not just because he was a brash outsider from Brooklyn, neither Republican nor Democrat, but because he was an avowed socialist, still is.
That's a 1985 clip from NBC News, the day Sanders was sworn in for his third term as Burlington mayor. More recently, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, widely seen as a proxy for Sanders' rival Hillary Clinton, used the S-word in questioning whether the media has done enough to expose Sanders' true political leanings.
I think the media is giving Bernie a pass right now. I very rarely read in any coverage of Bernie that he's a socialist. I think he would like to see Medicare for all in this country.
Guilty as charged, says Sanders. When pressed, he calls himself a democratic socialist. And he does support universal health care through a single-payer system like Medicare for All. And the news media ignoring Sanders' socialist label? The description is in pretty much every profile of Sanders. But it is not a word Sanders often uses on the campaign trail to define himself. Here's how Sanders reacted when VPR's Bob Kinzel asked him recently about that avowed socialist label.
You have known me for a few years. Do I go around saying, hey, Bob, I'm the self-avowed socialist? It's what media does.
Webster's dictionary defines socialism as a form of society in which government owns or controls major industries. Marxist theory says socialism is the transitional stage between capitalism and communism. Neither one of these definitions is what Sanders is talking about.
What I am trying to do during this campaign is to tell Americans what many of them don't know, that the benefits for working people are a lot stronger in many other countries around the world.
Sanders points out that in many races for mayor and Congress, he ran and won as an independent, not as a member of any socialist party. And he says the kind of socialism he advocates is the democratic socialism seen in Scandinavia and other countries in Europe. Those governments support paid sick leave, universal health care, and free higher education.
How many Americans know that in virtually every major industrialized country, people are guaranteed vacation time? Paid vacation time, that when you have a baby, moms and dads are guaranteed parental, maternal, and family leave.
This is not communism. This is not five-year plans and collectivized agriculture and nationalized industry. No.
Garrison Nelson, a professor of political science at the University of Vermont, has observed Sanders throughout his political career. Back in 1981, when Sanders was elected mayor of Burlington, Nelson says reporters from Europe called him because what they viewed as normal in politics was considered an aberration in the States. Nelson says he told them,
it's a relatively mild, I would say, a vanilla socialism. But it's basically focused on big businesses and capitalist inequalities.
Eric Davis, a retired Middlebury College political scientist, agrees.
In Western Europe, these are mainstream political parties that are in and out of government all the time.
Of course, Sanders is not running for president of Sweden, and for many U.S. voters, socialist sounds a lot like communist. And that Gallup poll showing more Americans would vote for an atheist or Muslim than a socialist? Sanders told the New York Times recently that he thought the numbers were surprisingly good, since they showed 47% of the electorate would vote for a socialist. He says that percentage will increase as his campaign continues. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.